It's well past midnight in a busy newsroom, editors racing deadlines, readers refreshing pages, and one exhausted developer checking the site's loading speed for the 100th time. Every extra second costs precious viewers. We're shipping too much code, the developer mutters, frustration echoing through flickering screens. In that tense moment, a radical idea sparks. What if we remove the framework overhead altogether? That question gave birth to Svelte, a front-end revolution that compiles your code at build time, slicing through the usual baggage of JavaScript heavyweights. The result? Lightning-fast performance and a code base so concise it feels like cheating. It defies the status quo set by React, Vue, and Angular, discarding virtual DOMs and bloated runtimes in favor of pure efficiency. But how did one late-night epiphany morph into a framework that developers call magical? Let's look at the backstory, one rooted in a relentless quest for speed, simplicity, and a better web experience. Our story begins with Rich Harris, a graphics journalist at The Guardian, in 2016. He had already built a UI library called Reactive in 2013, but he grew uneasy with the rising tide of JavaScript. As the web became heavier and slower for users, especially on mobile, Harris was determined to do better. One night in Brooklyn, at a JavaScript meetup called BrooklynJS, a conversation about using compilers to streamline web development sparked his imagination. Over Thanksgiving weekend, with what he called all the naivety of youth, Harris hacked together a prototype for a framework that would eventually become Svelte, a name chosen to evoke slimness and elegance. When he tested a simple to-do MVC app, the difference was shocking. A Svelte version measured roughly 3.6 KB, compared to about 45 KB in React and React DOM. Harris shared these findings in a blog post titled "Frameworks Without the Framework," arguing that by compiling away the overhead, apps could ship less code and deliver faster performance. Svelte 1 emerged in late 2016, carrying over some of the ideas behind Reactive but relying heavily on the compiler concept to generate optimized, framework-free code for the browser. Early adopters at The Guardian and various open-source contributors dabbled in it, though it remained an underdog next to established giants like React. Svelte 2 arrived in 2018, refining syntax and smoothing adoption, yet the real turning point was Svelte 3, released in April 2019, which introduced a new component API, a reactivity system that updated the UI automatically on variable assignment, and a more friendly, concise single-file component structure. The compiler approach now felt truly polished, allowing developers to write simple code that compiled into minimal, high-performance output. By this time, Harris had moved on to the New York Times, using Svelte for interactive news pieces. Still, Svelte was somewhat niche, but word spread as more developers discovered its potential and found it simpler and lighter than most alternatives. The open-source community grew, with new contributors joining regularly. SvelteKit, announced in 2020, provided a full-fledged application framework akin to Next.js, making it easier to adopt Svelte for larger, production-scale projects. In 2022, Harris joined Vercel full-time to work on Svelte, signaling strong industry support. Svelte 4 brought performance enhancements, and Svelte 5 introduced bold new ideas like runes for reactivity. Through these versions, the framework continued to evolve. Before we continue, let's take a quick break to hear from today's sponsor, Brilliant. Brilliant is transforming how we learn, helping you get smarter every day with interactive lessons in math, science, programming, data analysis, and AI. Their hands-on approach is proven to be 6x more effective than traditional lecture videos, making it the perfect resource for developers looking to build real-world skills. Their newly updated Programming with Python course will help you build a solid foundation in coding, develop an intuition for computer logic, and think like a programmer by breaking down complex problems into simple, understandable steps. You even start writing programs from day one. And right now, you can try everything Brilliant has to offer free for 30 days at brilliant.org/codesource or by scanning the QR code on screen. Plus, you'll get 20% off an annual premium subscription. Don't miss this chance to learn in minutes a day. Now, back to our story. A defining trait of Svelte is that it shifts work to build time. Instead of shipping a large library to the browser, Svelte compiles components into plain JavaScript. No virtual DOM, no extra runtime overhead. This saves bandwidth and improves page load times, especially important for mobile users. Another hallmark is Svelte's intuitive reactivity model. Rather than calling set state or using event emitters, developers simply assign to a variable. Svelte's compiler recognizes that assignment and triggers a UI update. The dollar label allows defining reactive declarations that run whenever dependencies change. These built-in reactivity concepts reduce boilerplate and keep code naturally aligned with the way developers think. Because it doesn't rely on a runtime like React or Angular, Svelte often results in smaller code bases. Developers can write logic in single-file components, mixing HTML, CSS, and JS in a cohesive unit. Styles are scoped by default, so there's less fuss about naming collisions or complex CSS setups. And you can use TypeScript seamlessly, making Svelte approachable for beginners yet powerful for production. Still, the question remained, would anyone adopt this relatively new, compiler-based approach? Early on, some worried it lacked ecosystem depth or mindshare. React had a massive library of components, and hiring React developers was much easier. Gradually, Svelte gained ground. Web journalists, smaller startups, and performance-minded developers embraced it for building fast and fluid interfaces. When Svelte 3 arrived, conversations around the next big thing started popping up at meetups and conferences. In surveys, Svelte began topping most loved or most wanted lists, even if it wasn't the most used. Companies like Yahoo, Spotify, Apple Music, and the NBA experimented with it. The synergy with Vercel provided new resources and credibility. Meanwhile, the community expanded, hosting Svelte Summit events online and in person. The ecosystem of plugins and libraries grew, proving that Svelte was no mere curiosity. Developers often describe Svelte as a breath of fresh air. Many mention how it rekindled their joy in front-end work, removing the heavy boilerplate and confusing abstractions that can plague larger frameworks. The learning curve is gentle. You can build something tangible in just a few hours. Anecdotes abound of people building entire apps swiftly in Svelte after struggling with more bloated solutions. And while React, Vue, and Angular remain mainstays, often entrenched in big corporate projects, Svelte represents a rethinking of how the web can be built. Even those who don't use Svelte acknowledge its influence on compile time optimizations and incremental compilation. Svelte's rise from a weekend prototype to a respected front-end framework reflects a simple but potent idea: do more work ahead of time so users don't pay the cost in their browsers. By compiling components into highly optimized JavaScript, Svelte removes the cruft of a traditional framework runtime. This streamlined model translates into faster load times, more straightforward code, and a developer experience many find delightful. With SvelteKit now offering a full ecosystem for larger apps, Svelte stands poised to reshape modern web development. Backed by a supportive community, ongoing sponsorship from Vercel, and a steady stream of innovations, Svelte continues to evolve. It's an approach that might just redefine how we think about building for the web, one where performance, simplicity, and joy thrive together.